From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House confirms that Jeffrey Pfau, one of three U.S. citizens detained by North Korea, is on his way home. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports a 56-year-old was released more than 5 months after he was picked up for alleged anti-state crimes.
The White House welcomed the decision by Pyongyang to release Jeffrey Pfau, an Ohio man who went to North Korea as a tourist earlier this year and reportedly left a Bible at his hotel. Spokesman Josh Earnest says the Pentagon provided Pfau with a flight home.
While this is a positive decision by the DPRK, we remain focused on the continued detention of Kenneth Bay and Matthew Miller. And again, calling the DPRK to immediately release them.
Bay is a Korean-American missionary who was sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. Miller, like Pfau, was picked up earlier this year, and he was accused of hostile acts. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. has spent more than $400 million since early August, about $7.5 million a day, to counter self-proclaimed Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. At the Pentagon, Rear Admiral John Kirby defends a controversial U.S. decision to provide military aid to Kurdish fighters defending the Syrian town Kobani against the terror group that's also known as ISIL.
We still believe that the town could still fall. That said, as we speak here today, Kurdish forces defending the city, we believe, are in possession of the majority of it. They have definitely, that combined with our air power, have slowed ISIL's advances on the town and stinted some of their ability to threaten it.
The Islamic State has been expanding its power base in Syria and Iraq through a violent campaign widely described as more ruthless than that of al-Qaeda. The Department of Homeland Security is requiring all travelers entering the country from the three West African nations at the center of the Ebola outbreak to go through five U.S. airports. NPR's David Shaper reports the order is aimed at making sure all travelers from those countries are properly screened for Ebola upon entering the United States.
There are no direct flights into the U.S. from the Ebola hot zones of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. U.S.-bound travelers from those countries usually connect in Europe, with 94% of them entering the country through New York's Kennedy, Newark, Washington Dulles, Atlanta, and Chicago's O'Hare airports. Those are the five airports where customs officers recently began enhanced screening for Ebola. And this new order is designed to require airlines to make sure that all passengers from the West African countries go through the airports that conduct this screening. Nonetheless, critics in Congress continue to call on the Obama administration to ban all travel from West Africa into this country. David Shaper, NPR News.
The Dow surges triple digits today, more than 200 points at last glance to 16,615. Major market indices up more than 1%. This is NPR. South African Olympian Oscar Pistorius has begun a five-year sentence for fatally shooting his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp last year, but he may only serve a fraction of that time behind bars and the remainder under house arrest on a culpable homicide conviction. Before the trial, Pistorius rose to fame as the first double amputee sprinter to compete against able-bodied athletes in the Olympics. Same-sex couples can get married in Wyoming starting today. The state's attorney general, Peter Michael, said yesterday an appeal wouldn't change anything. Last week, a U.S. district judge struck down Wyoming's ban on same-sex marriage, declaring it unconstitutional. Tributes are pouring in for the late fashion icon Oscar de la Renta, who passed away last night from cancer. He was 82 years old. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Oscar de la Renta designed gowns for first ladies and Hollywood stars. He was known for luxurious sophistication. His red carpet gowns for stars such as Amy Adams and Penelope Cruz were often striking silhouettes, pastel colors, or floral designs that were always very feminine. Oscar de la Renta was born in the Dominican Republic. He had six sisters. When he was still a teenager, he moved to Madrid to study painting. He won a number of awards throughout his career, including a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Council of Fashion Designers of America. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Dow is up 215 points, more than 1% at 16,650. NASDAQ up more than 2% at 4,419. S&P 500 also up nearly 2% at 1941. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.